Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time once again to check in with Ed Serwin with USDA Market News out of Amarillo, Texas, with the choice box beef prices and the finished cattle trade for week ending July 14th. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout dropped $8.70 to $183.94 on Friday. However, the load count improved from the previous holiday week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, was at $187.94, which was $4.30 lower than the previous week. Although it contains the spot trade, it did not take as drastic a drop since it is normally buffered by the influence of the formula sales. The total reported box beef volume was 7,220 loads, which was up about 850 loads from last week's holiday trade. The formula trade was also up at and was 3,100 loads, and that's pretty much normal for this time of year. The outfront sales were 1,204 loads, and that was about 100 loads more than last week. Export sales volume dropped to 728 loads compared to 928 loads the previous week. Taking a look at the primal trade, the outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were mixed once again, with the chucks steady to $3 lower, but once again there was some firmness noted on the rounds, which were as much as $3 higher. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were $5 to $22 lower, and the choice product endured the greatest declines. 50% trimmings ended the week almost $2 lower at $46.68 after showing some firmness early in the week. The KL cutout continues to trade in a narrow range and was about a dollar lower, and the dry weather in some areas continues to bring more cows to town. Taking a look at the finished trade, the finished cattle trade was clearly $2 lower in all areas following the demise in the box beef trade. There was no spread in the market, even in areas that had previously posted prices at the top end of the range due to tighter supplies. All areas sold cattle at live prices of $115, and the dress sales were $4 to $5 lower at $182 to $183. Harvest weights continue to increase following the pattern that has been ongoing all this year. The average weight, live weight of cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,275 pounds last week, which has jumped 23 pounds in the last 2 weeks. The latest average national steer carcass weight increased 3 pounds to 856 pounds, but that compares to only 838 last year and 824 pounds in 2010. Climbing weights this time of year is a normal seasonal event, but we have been at a much higher plateau for some time now, which adds more total tonnage to the market each week. The nearby CME closed at 117.20 on Friday, which was fully $2 lower than the previous week. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade, auction receipts jumped considerably, especially in those auctions that were near the Flint Hills and the Osage grazing areas. Yearling type cattle were $2 to $6 lower, with instances $10 lower late in the week. Stocker type cattle and calves were $2 to $20 lower in a limited test. A 5 to 600 pound steers at area auctions traded mostly at 143 to 158, while those 7 to 750 steers were 134 to 148, and the 8 to 850 pound steers were mostly 135 to 143. The Texas direct trade reported 34,000 head in a trade that was $2 to $7 lower, with extremely large numbers of cattle coming from the Flint Hills and the Osage grazing areas. There were over 10,000 head of 700 to 900 pound steers sold to deliver to Texas feedlots in the next 2 weeks, and the prices for 750 to 800 pound steers delivered to a feedlot were 140 to 149. Those 8 to 850s were 138 to 143, and the 850 to 900 pound steers delivered to a feedlot were at 137 to 143, with a very few up to 145. The nearby CME feeder cattle saw a dramatic drop again this week and was 139 on Friday, but that compares to 146.52 the previous Friday. The ongoing price increases on corn and all feed ingredients continue to put a profound effect on the feeder cattle prices. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.